The deputy head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Mohammad Saidi, told state television Saturday that Tehran would continue enriching uranium. But he said Iran would allow the resumption of short-notice inspections of its nuclear facilities if the UN Security Council drops its case and returns it to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Iran barred the inspections in February after being referred to the Security Council over its nuclear activities. Mohammad Saidi also said the Islamic Republic is moving ahead on the technological front, installing two more sophisticated centrifuges at its Natanz uranium enrichment facility in central Iran. Saidi's comments come a day after IAEA chief Mohammad El-Baradei sent a report to the Security Council saying Iran is continuing its nuclear fuel enrichment in defiance of international demands. El-Baradei also called on Tehran to be more cooperative. Western diplomats at the United Nations say they plan to introduce a Security Council resolution within a week that would give legal force to the Council's demands. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton said Friday that the draft resolution would be very straightforward.
It will simply make mandatory the obligations already imposed on Iran by previously existing IAEA resolutions. That really puts the ball back in Iran's court, and it's up to them whether they will honor their obligations under the UN Charter.
Russia and China, both permanent Security Council members with veto power, have been reluctant to support limited sanctions against Iran. But Saturday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov turned up the heat on the Islamic Republic, telling his Iranian counterpart in a telephone conversation that Tehran must halt its uranium enrichment activity and cooperate with the IAEA. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry said Lavrov emphasized the urgent need for Iran to take concrete steps to restore international confidence about its nuclear program. He also urged Iran to fully cooperate with the IAEA to clear up remaining questions about its nuclear program. Iran has repeatedly insisted that its nuclear ambitions are strictly limited to generating electricity for civilian purposes. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, said Friday that it is Iran's inalienable right to use nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. He said Iran would never give up that right, calling it our red line and we will never cross it. The foreign ministers of the Security Council's five permanent members and Germany are scheduled to meet May 9th in New York to discuss Iran's nuclear program. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Washington.